with Empire KVCR News. I'm Rick Dulock. It's 12:34. A wildfire west of Murrieta has burned 1,940-plus acres and is now at least 73% contained. Firefighters anticipate full containment by Friday. The Tenaha blaze was reported Wednesday afternoon in the area of Clinton Keith and Tenaha Roads in the unincorporated community of La Cresta. All evacuation orders and warnings affecting hundreds of homes were lifted Friday night. Clinton Keith Road, a primary north-south route through La Cresta, was reopened Saturday afternoon after being out of service between Chantry Street and Avenida La Cresta since the fire broke out. All other roads in the area are also open, though fire officials warned that further closures are possible as they fight this fire. More than 700 firefighters from Riverside County, Cal Fire, Murrieta Fire and Rescue, the Hemet Fire Department, Corona Fire Department, the Orange County Fire Authority, and U.S. Forest Service have been battling the blaze. Three firefighters suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Two homes sustained minor damage. Several schools were closed after the fire began. Classes resumed today. Two women suspected of beating an 84-year-old woman at the Pechanga Resort Casino in Temecula, ultimately inflicting fatal injuries, are behind bars. Officials say they could be eligible for the death penalty if convicted. 39-year-old Candace Ty Townsell and 35-year-old Kamisha Monet Williams, both of Moreno Valley, were arrested last week and booked on suspicion of assault, resulting in great bodily injury, conspiracy, robbery, and elder abuse. Townsell is being held in lieu of $1 million bail at the Smith Correctional Facility in Banning. Williams is being held without bail at the Indio Jail. Just 5 days remain for California lawmakers to decide the fates of nearly 700 bills before they adjourn for the year Friday night. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler says a few big issues will dominate the debate, starting with the question of how to define when workers are contractors or employees.
The California Supreme Court's dynamics ruling last year sparked a battle between business and labor groups, and a bill that places that ruling into state law while exempting some industries is likely to pass this week over fierce objections from groups that have been left out. But it is not yet clear if there will be a separate deal between unions and gig companies like Uber and DoorDash, which are vowing to spend $90 million on a ballot measure next year if a deal isn't reached.
Other closely watched bills include a statewide rent cap coupled with tenant eviction protections and an effort to mandate a 75% reduction in single-use plastics by the year 2030. California's deal with automakers to reduce car and truck emissions received more pushback from the Trump administration on Friday. Cap Radio's Nick Miller has more on that.
Attorneys with the EPA and the Transportation Department sent a letter to the head of California's Air Resources Board. It states that California is on notice over a deal forged with automakers to reduce vehicle emissions and improve fuel economy standards. Four major automakers announced this agreement earlier in the summer. The deal came on the heels of the Trump administration's plan to rewind Obama-era climate change policies. On Friday, Governor Gavin Newsom called the Trump administration's latest move a failed attempt to bully car companies. He wrote that California stands up to bullies and will keep fighting for stronger clean car protections. The Justice Department is considering an antitrust lawsuit against car makers over their deal with the state. In Sacramento, I'm Nick Miller.
And I'm Rick Dulock. Sunny skies today across the Southland. We'll see highs from the mid to upper 80s for your Monday. That's a little cooler than last week. But by Friday, we could be back to triple digits in the valleys. I'm Rick Dulock, Empire, KVCR News.